Turn with me in your Bibles tonight to 1 Kings chapter 18. And as I said, you want to keep your Bible open tonight. 1 Kings chapter 18. The verse that has our text is verse 43, but I want to give you a little context. Beginning in verse 41. Elijah prayed during Ahab's reign, and the Lord stopped the rain, right, for 3.5 years. It's now time for it to start raining again. In verse 41, 1 Kings 18, 41, Elijah said unto Ahab, "Get thee up, eat and drink, for there is a sound of abundance of rain." So Ahab went up to eat and to drink, and Elijah went up to the top of Carmel, and he cast himself down upon the earth and put his face between his knees. What's he doing there? Praying. And said to his servant, "Go up now, look toward the sea." And he went up and looked and said, "There's nothing." And he said, "Go again." What are the next two words? Seven times. Seven times. And it came to pass at the seventh time that he said, "Behold, there arises a little cloud out of the sea like a man's hand." And he said, "Go up, say unto Ahab, prepare thy chariot and get thee down, that the rain stop thee not." And man, when it rained, it poured. You saw that little phrase there in this passage, seven times. What we're going to do tonight is we're going to look in five different places in your scripture where that little phrase seven times occurs. And we're going to allow that two-word passage to encourage us in five different areas of our lives. And this first one is, keep praying if at first you don't get your neighbor's refrigerator for your garage. Sometimes you pray and you get an answer to your prayer that night. Sometimes you pray and you get an answer to your prayer that day. But sometimes you pray and you don't get an answer to your prayer that night or that day. And so you pray again and you don't get an answer. And you pray again and you don't get an answer. And at this point you're saying, well, Jesus prayed three times in the Garden of Gethsemane and he got his answer. And Paul prayed three times for the thorn to be removed from his flesh. And the Lord said, "My grace is sufficient for thee." You don't hear anything and you don't get anything. And you pray the fourth time. And after the fifth time, you're ready to quit praying. Elijah said to his servant, "Go seven times." And on the seventh time, he didn't really see much of an answer to prayer, did he? He looked up in the sky and he saw this little cloud about the size of a man's hand. And Elijah said, "Prepare the chariot. It's going to get pretty wet around here." And sure enough, it turned into a massive thunderstorm. But you know what the encouragement is? It's just what I said. Keep praying if at first you don't get an answer. It's easy to get discouraged and to quit praying when God doesn't answer right away. We live in a society where you book airline travel and you get on, and even if you're delayed, you still go out the same evening or the next day. You get hungry, you throw something in the microwave and pull it out a minute and a half later and you start to eat. But prayer can sometimes linger. Seven times, he said. Now turn with me to 2 Kings chapter 5. 2 Kings chapter 5. Keep praying if at first you don't get an answer. Keep praying. 2 Kings chapter 5. Here's something else. Since we have, this is Wednesday night, I always like to keep these messages around 20 minutes, and we have five passages. That gives us 4 minutes per passage. 2 Kings chapter 5. 2 Kings chapter 5. All right, this is Naaman. Naaman is the captain of the host of the king of Syria. God has used him to give deliverance to Syria. This man and his wife are in the possession of a maid that was taken out of Israel. This man has leprosy. And that maid, who had been, you know, stolen, brought in, obviously against her will, had compassion on her master and said, you know, there's a prophet in Israel that can take care of this problem with his leprosy. All right, long story. He goes with a big entourage, gets to Elisha's house. Elisha sends out his servant to tell him, go dip in the Jordan River 7 times. And he is not happy about that at all. Look at verse 10. Elisha sent a messenger unto him, said, go and wash in Jordan 7 times, and thy flesh shall come again to thee, and thou shalt be clean. But Naaman was wroth and went away and said, behold, I thought he will surely come to me and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God and strike his hand over the place and recover the leper. I mean, in other words, I'm a captain used to captain's treatment. I figure the least he should do is perform a great miracle in front of my people. And they said, go dip in the river. Are you kidding? So he's about to leave in a rage when then in verse 14, he decides to take the servant's counsel. He went down in verse 14 and dipped himself how many times? 7 times in Jordan, according to the saying of the man of God. And his flesh came again like unto the flesh of a little child, and he was clean. Keep praying if at first you don't get an answer. Keep obeying if at first you don't see results. Keep obeying if at first you don't see results. You see, the idea is that he already did not want to dip in the Jordan River. If he's going to take a bath in a river, he wanted to go back to the rivers in, you know, in Syria. But he decided to do it. He did it once, nothing happened. Twice, nothing happened. 6 times he's coming out of there with as much leprosy as he had when he went down. But he stayed with it because the instruction was 7 times. On the 7th time, his flesh came again like unto the flesh of a little child and was clean. You know, there are things that you and I have been told to do in the Scripture that we'll do once or twice, or 3 times even, or 4 or 5. But when we haven't seen any results from a few of those times, it's kind of like, why keep doing this? Nothing's happening. I remember when I first started serving the Lord, and everybody was talking about passing out tracts and going to tell people about Jesus Christ, and the word doesn't return void, and you'll be amazed what God does when you preach the gospel. And I'd go out and I'd talk to people and I'd witness to people and I'd pass out tracts, and nothing happened. I hate to admit this, but the Bible that I have on my desk and home, that sits there open on the slide out, has a crease in the cover where I threw that thing on the ground because I said to the Lord, I left the banking business to go into the ministry, and I've talked to people about Jesus Christ and nobody's gotten saved. I was ready to quit, stop. Thank God, right, for the 7th time. You just have to keep going. You know, Israel went into the land of Canaan, and the first city there to attack is Jericho. And he says, just go around the city 7. How many times? 7 times. And on the 7th day, they went around the city 7 times. And then blow your trumpets and shout, and the walls will come down. You got to know, after 6 days of going around the city silently, and 6 times of going around the city on the 7th day silently, and nothing has even begun to fall off the walls, there's going to be a real concern about really on the 7th time whether we shout and blow these trumpets, anything's going to happen or not. But they did it, and they sounded the trumpets, and they shouted, and what happened? The walls came down. All but Rahab's. That's an amazing thing. You know what you need to do? You need to keep obeying if at first you don't see results. Because some of these things take a while. Maybe even 7 times. All right, turn now to Proverbs chapter 24, and I'll show you another one. Keep praying if at first you don't get an answer. Keep obeying if at first you don't see results. Proverbs chapter 24, what do you do? Proverbs chapter 24, verse 16. For a just man never falls, because he's a good, just man. That's what you think once you get right with God, but that's not what happens. For a just man falls. How many times? Seven times. And riseth up again, but the wicked shall fall into mischief. You know, I mentioned to you before the Chinese have a proverb, failure is not in falling. Failure is in not getting back up again. That's failure. So what do you say here? He says, for a just man falleth seven times. You have to understand, and so do I, that we have not arrived at sinless perfection. Thank God when we're saved, we're eternally secure. You're not going to lose that. But you're going to make a boo-boo. You're not going to bat a thousand. But you know what you do when you fall? You get up. Keep getting up if at first you keep falling. You know, I'm reminded that we are infants when we're born, and we are infants when we are born again. As children, desiring the sincere milk of the word that you may grow thereby. Have you ever watched a baby that's learning to go from crawling to walking? Right? They go over to something and they pull up and they stand there like that and they giggle and you're like, oh, and you got every camera in the house, boom, 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 and sending text messages all over the world to let people see your baby is now holding on to something and standing up. We're just crazy about that. You do it when the grandkids come too. And then all of a sudden one day they let go and they start to walk. And what do? You know, they kind of walk like this. And then what? And then what? Bang, down they go. That you fully expect that from a child. And you fully expect that from a young Christian. Don't quit. Keep getting up if at first you keep falling. If you get up one more time than you fall, you'll still be standing. Right? Be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. We'll take a few falls and rises, but when he says to stand and withstand in the evil day, you can do that if you keep getting up. Amen? All right. Turn to Leviticus chapter 26. Leviticus chapter 26. Now, this is directed to Israel. I get it. Leviticus chapter 26, God is telling Israel, I'm going to bless you so much you're not even going to believe how much I'm going to bless you. But if you don't hearken unto me, you ain't going to like what I'm going to do to you. And so, of course, we know what's happened in Israel in Leviticus chapter 26. They have continued to this day, sadly, to reject Jesus Christ as their Messiah, as a nation. All right, so look at Leviticus 26, verse 18. If you will not yet for all this, all the things he's doing to get their attention, if you will not yet for all this hearken unto me, then I will punish you. How many more times? Seven times more for your sins. Verse 21, and if you walk contrary unto me and will not hearken unto me, I will bring how many times? Seven times more plagues upon you according to your sins. He says the same thing in verse 24. He says the same thing in verse 28. And if I'm not mistaken, there are 7 years in the tribulation. And the plagues come, and these bad things you're reading about here come. But you know what else I read in the Bible? The prophecy that says, then the deliverer will come and all Israel shall be saved. And eventually God, dealing with that nation, fulfills the new covenant, and the house of Israel is joined with the house of Jacob, and they shall know me from the least of them to the greatest of them, and their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more. That's a fantastic thing. But how many times do they have to be chastened before they finally, that remnant finally gets it? How many times? Seven times. Seven times. Listen, keep enduring chastening if at first you don't get right with God. Some of us are knuckleheads. Why did you take that personally? Some of us are. Some of us are knuckleheads. And you get chastening from the Lord. You know what he said? Endure that chastening. Because God, right, scourges those he loves. Just like a father. And so if the Lord has to bring chastening, and he does, in order to get our attentions, and it happens to be in a certain area where by now you figure and he figures you should have gotten it, if he has to bring chastening, endure it again. You don't ever want to get to a place where you despise the chastening of the Lord. Israel despised the chastening of the Lord, and by Isaiah chapter 1, God said, I'm not even going to bother to chasten you anymore because it's not doing any good. That's a paraphrase. It's not doing any good. You don't ever want to get to a place where the chastening of the Lord is no longer doing any good. If you need it and you're getting it, take it and endure it, because it is for you to be a partaker of his holiness. And if that's what you need, then that's what you need. Don't despise it, endure it. And learn the lesson. Even if it takes seven times. Even if it takes seven times. So keep praying if at first you don't get an answer. Keep obeying if at first you don't see results. Keep getting up if at first you keep falling. And keep enduring chastening if at first you don't get right. Because you'll get there. If you don't despise the chastening. The day you're like, I'm done with this. You don't want God to say, you know what, I'm done messing with you too. I'm going to let you ride it out till you get to the judgment seat of Christ. We'll settle it there. Not a good thing. Settle it now. Settle it now. All right, one more. Luke chapter 17. If you didn't like those, you really won't like this. But that's okay. No, that's all instructive. To me, it's helpful. It helps me to know this. Luke chapter 17, verse 3. Luke chapter 17, verse 3, take heed to yourselves. If thy brother trespass against thee, rebuke him, and if he repent, forgive him. You ever had anybody trespass against you? And verse 4, if he trespass against thee, how many times? Seven times. In what period of time? A day? And how many times? Seven times in what period of time? A day, turn again to thee, saying, I repent, thou shalt forgive him. Oh, really? Seven times in a day? Once, maybe twice, but seven in a day? You got to be kidding. Peter came to the Lord Peter, I love the disciples, don't you? Peter, Lord, how oft shall my brother sin against me, and I forgive him, till seven times? Jesus saith to him, I say not unto thee until seven times, but until 70 times seven. All of these were seven times, seven times, seven times, seven times. And now when it comes to forgiving somebody that sinned against you, 70 times seven? You got to be kidding. He's not kidding. Keep forgiving if at first a person keeps sinning against you. You're going to have to, you want the best way in the world to get along with your brothers and sisters in Christ? Forgive them. Because you're going to bump into each other. Just happens. How many of you grew up and you weren't an only child? There were other people in your family. Did you ever hear of anything called sibling rivalry? Did you ever bump heads with each other? Right? If you're still getting along with each other, I'll guarantee you one of the secrets to that is y'all have learned to forgive each other because you've bumped heads a time or two. Right? You know, those disciples were all in that upper room and they were of one accord after they were up there and Jesus had ascended. They were all of one accord. You know, not long before the crucifixion, two of them said, give us the right hand and the left hand, the seats on the right hand and left hand of you. And the other 10 had indignation against them. But they got over that. Peter, the one who said, I'll go in there and die with you. You're the one that denied him. They didn't hold that against Peter. They let him stand up in the midst of that crowd and guide him through Judas's replacement and the first great preaching that took place in Acts chapter 2. How do you do that? You're going to have to learn to forgive. Even if they do it to you more than once. Seven times in a day? Let me tell you, I'm learning something from this lesson. I hope you are, but don't try that with me. I'm not really sure I could pull that one off. But the Lord said, if we have to, we have to, right? So let's just think about it again. Keep praying if at first you don't get an answer. Keep obeying if at first you don't get results. Keep getting up if at first you keep falling down. Keep enduring chastening if at first you don't get it right. And keep forgiving even if a person keeps sinning against you. In time, they're going to get better, Lord willing, but you won't be bitter. And that's a big deal. Amen? Seven times. What a lesson we've learned tonight. Dear Lord, we pray that you'll help us to take this material that we've learned from your scripture and learn how to live by it, that you may be pleased because you've asked us to be doers of the word, not hearers only. We pray that you'll help us to be good at it. And your Holy Spirit will help us as we yield to him to allow these things to manifest themselves in our lives and guide us for Jesus' sake. Amen.